It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Is that the Canadian pranksters?
It is. The merry pranksters, Mike.
Calling the governor of Alaska?
Mm-hmm.
Getting her to think that they was a French prime minister?
Right.
Sure. Didn't really work, did it, huh?
The first big winner of the 2008 campaign, Mindless Chance. Mindless Chance. Mindless Chance. Mindless Chance.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I like that laugh.
If the issue couldn't be boiled down to three syllables, it wasn't worth screaming.
Yes, we can.
Yes, we can.
Yes, we will. Yes, we will.
USA. USA.
All right. Thank you very much. Welcome back to the show. That was a long, big pause in there. What was he doing, huh?
He was being Colbertian.
He's being Colbertian. It's good for TV sometimes. Let's bring in the commissioner right now of our fantasy league. Kim Jong-Fookerton.
Oh, I didn't realize that was a promotion.
Yes. Well, no, he gets a new name every week.
It
should
excited.
Be a lot of fun. Chad's nice enough to come in every week and give us the fantasy football update. Chad, I'm sorry I didn't do that in the first break. My apologies. I know you've worked, you've only worked 11 hours already today, so I might as well have you just wait for my sorry ass.
I don't know if I like the new nickname, though. Jesus.
Well, no, I just, you know what it is? It's all about freshness, you know?
Oh,
I can do a mom. F. Scott Fookerton, I've said that before.
That's great.
I think so. F. Lee Fookerton.
Oh, I love that.
Love that one. That's a good one today. Yeah. So did you have a good time at the Halloween bash?
No.
You didn't?
No.
You know,
but it was a great turnout. It was amazing.
Yeah,
and
really
I don't know if this happened to you because you guys have a lot of listeners.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people that don't come out to our events said, look, I listened to Mike's show. I heard you guys on their show. I checked you out. Now I love your show. That happened time and time again.
Well,
so
good.
That was amazing.
The
was,
best
was
thing
that CK that told you that?
Yeah, it was CK. Yeah, and Brett.
I didn't mention this. This is gratuitous, but it's true. And I have to tell you this because it is true. This party we had was all listeners.
Yeah.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
even the people that came in, you know, that didn't win the RIP pack, mm-hmm. it was all, listen, it was really, I mean, except for the one guy that in the bathroom went, F you. I don't think he was a listener.
Did
I wasn't
really?
Sure.
He might have been
drinking.
Now
right,
that,
oh, he was
that,
loaded.
That was Brett.
Right at the beginning of the evening. Right at the beginning of the
definitely
evening.
Definitely Brett.
But a good time was had by all.
It was amazing,
and, you know, it was a great turnout, and we had a great time, and then I had a few people back to the old casa.
I was sorry to miss that.
It was.
I regret missing that, too.
Well, you know what? Both of you are due for a cold one on the sun porch.
A sun porching?
Yeah, maybe when it's like 34 degrees.
I'm
nice. We'll just like put parkas on and sit out there and drink.
You have a great fire pit that keeps everybody warm.
Yep. I did have the fire
really
going.
Nice, yeah.
You know, though, the thing is, well, Jerky's going to get me some firewood, he said.
Yeah, that's
yeah because I get tired of going to the...
is he
going to
get you a deal?
You notice that I didn't say Jerky's going to get me some wood.
No,
I actually processed... That's how fast the mind works
good
sometimes.
For you, Mike.
I processed that as I was saying it. It was pretty amazing. If I say Jerky was going to get me some wood, I'm done.
Oh, yeah. That's
I'm
good night,
totally,
nurse.
I'm totally done, but I hate buying wood in plastic.
Yeah.
I hate it.
Wrapped in plastic.
I hate it. It's so suburban.
Yeah. You have to get
it's
a guy.
So you're supposed to go out. No, I don't have the land to you know, to have, like, trees fall down. Like, you know, it's not rural.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to buy...
You need to buy some land.
I have to buy my firewood at the 7-Eleven.
You can go. There's guys. You can buy. You call a guy, and the guy comes, and he brings it.
Oh,
I used to have
wood.
A guy.
That's gay.
What, did I buy my wood?
Find your own wood, man. Come on.
Well, I mean, I know that your father raised you to be like you were a wood tick.
Yeah, we were woodsmen.
You know, growing up.
Didn't your dad cut down trees with guns?
Yeah, he'd use his guns to cut down
trees.
Exactly. Hot lead, Rob. Yeah.
Hey, I know my way, gentlemen. I know my way around a chainsaw.
I'm not saying you don't.
I worked timber for a summer up in Maine. So,
really?
I know.
Firewood sells a lot better in the winter, though.
Yeah, well...
Good point, Rob.
But it was pine. I cut down an S-load of pine, and pine doesn't burn for crap.
No. What you need to get yourself a guy. And the guy will come, and he'll bring the wood, and he'll stack it. And don't stack the wood near your house, because you'll get bugs in your house.
Right. What do I cover it with, one of them plastic tarpies?
You don't cover it at all.
What?
Because
well,
it's seasons.
Well, then it's wet then when I want to go get it.
Where do we live? In flipping Seattle? It rains
it rains on the wood, and then the wood gets damp.
No, and then the wood dries. It's called
seasoning.
It doesn't
dry.
I think we should ask the expert.
You're supposed to cover it with a tarp also because the embers from the chimney can light your wood pile on fire, which has happened several times.
Well, if it's too close.
Yes, exactly. Well,
Mike has miles and miles of land.
Do you think my fire fire pit poses a fire danger?
I do not. Yeah, it's safely away from everything, and it's on a wide concrete slab.
My favorite bit, by the way, that I've only picked up on since coming in the studio is when Rob talks about how much money you have.
I know. He loves it. I'm so glad. And now you've encouraged him.
I'm sorry.
Now he'll continue. Yeah, no. I have so much.
Yeah, he does. Miles and miles
of land. What there are is there's several women walking around that have all of it.
He needs.
Trust me on that.
He needs the land for the cars.
That's the fire hazard when the $100 bills blow out of the fire pit.
Oh, don't you hate when that
Now you. The last holdout.
Sorry.
Jesus Christ.
It's irresistible fun.
Boys, I'm saying stop making fun of the money factor. Make fun of the alcoholism. It's much more true.
Too close to home.
What are these, 20s? Right into the fire.
Yes, lovey. Come on over this weekend. We're going to be burning money.
Burn it red hot.
It should be fantastic. You've never had a s'more until you've had a s'more that's baked over some freshly burned Cinos.
Mike's Godiva. Godiva s'mores.
All right. These are custom-made graham crackers. We get them imported from India. They're absolutely ducky. Yes, our s'mores. Well, excuse me, Lovey. Where is my solid gold fire poker to put the marshmallow on the very end? Now, if you'll notice my marshmallows, you can see just a tiny bit of gold dust that they're rolled in before we do that. Yes. Yes, not only can you have a s'more, but you can melt it and have an earring. All right, enough of this. Let's get our update. I haven't looked at it. I don't know.
It's really not a good way for me to go into O'Mara week.
Uh-oh.
I don't know.
Wow.
I haven't heard the results yet.
Oh, boy. Tell me something good.
Some of you will be happy. Some of you will not. First of all, Beth Ann McBride trumped Oscar and Bo Schembechler 101-61.
That's an upset.
Congratulations to them. The Americans 65-60 over Joe's team. So congratulations, Mike.
Damn.
You have a.
That's just a limping victory.
Yeah, but you've moved up in the rankings.
A win is a win.
Yeah, you should take that with smiles.
This is true. I'm glad that I got the win. The Westies is a tougher team.
Face piles of trials with smiles.
I look at this once every month.
It riles them.
Spiewak will be very upset with this. The stalks of corn beat Rod TCB 72-57.
That is a salty wound right there. I don't
a lot of mediocrity
that.
In our league this year. A lot of 50s and 60s.
Yeah. CK and Drab T-shirt beat Lena.
Of course.
Yes, hey! Lena. You did it. First week you got it right.
Sorry, Boobash.
Lena was at the Boobash. Thanks for coming, Lena. We appreciate
it. Very sweet. Cool. 114-74, and Chad Dukes and the Dastardlies broke a 5-game losing streak.
Hey!
To beat the Buzzkillers.
Congratulations.
Hey,
Buzz. You're very good sport.
Tasty.
90-78. The Redskins screwed you just like they did the rest of Washington.
Yes, so did Bam. Mm-hmm. Did Viva La Bam win the money this
week? Quite handily, it sounds like.
Nah, CK won 114.
Oh. Jeez.
That hump.
Oh, my God. How many times have they won the money?
A lot.
Right, you know, if the rules were even, I would have won it 3 times.
They've won a lot of games. I don't know that they won the money much.
Rob never fails to remind me that I screwed up.
When you voted against me, I said I will never let.
All right, next week we bring CK in here. Okay, when Chad comes in, because I think it'll jinx him. All right,
yeah. Go ahead.
If I plan it for next week, that'll F CK with that.
Brilliant.
And he'll lose.
FCK, three great letters.
And then 10-1, here we go. Oscar and Bo now reside in 10th place. The Dastardlies move up to 9th. Beth Ann in 8th. Joe, Slow Joe's in 7th. Lena in 6th. Rob Spiewak, 5th. Mike O'Mara up to 4th place.
Ooh, you know what? Somebody's making a playoff run.
I'm bearing the burden of that tie game. Damn you!
Yeah, we hoard each other.
Damn you!
Buzz Burbank, 3rd place.
Wow.
Congratulations.
Moved up anyway.
Stalks of Corner in 2nd, and CK and Drab T-shirt are in 1st still. We had Elaine Bennis from Seinfeld and Joe the Plumber on. You can check those podcasts out at WJFK.com, please.
Do that.
Thank you very much. That's Big O and Dukes. They are here in Washington, D.C. on 106.7.
Thank you, Chad. Good job.
Call your local program directors or call our network and see if they can get these guys on.
Call our network and see if anyone answers.
That'd be funny. Hello?
Network.
Very funny.
All right, let's get our news update. A big day. Happy Election Day. I hope you voted.
Yeah, please.
Let's get an update on what's going on. Any exit polling or the like with the one, the only, Mr. Buzz Burbank.
Thank you, Mike. Presidential nominee Barack Obama cast his vote early this morning in Chicago. Republican John McCain voted in Phoenix.
Several locations across the country are reporting problems at polling locations. That was to be expected.
Hey, that dude that called from Spotsylvania, or it might have been a lady, I'm not sure, was on hold for about 15 minutes. I'm sorry I didn't get to your call. I want to find out if you were having problems. I'd like to know if you're having any polling problems. Give us a call. Let us know what's happening. I mean, that means around the country, not just here in Virginia and Maryland and D.C. 800-636-1067. If you have problems, I'd like to hear from you.
You mean this election is a nationwide election?
Rob, it's a presidential election.
Oh, no. I don't know. I filled that one out.
He runs the whole country.
I know I voted for the raised taxes, but I don't remember for president.
Didn't you vote for more guns in schools?
More guns for politicians in schools.
Absolutely. And the hunting drunk resolution.
Yes, of course.
It's always very popular in Virginia.
It'll pass again. It does every year.
Does. Why do they bring it up so often?
Because they can all agree on it.
The Black Panthers are accused of intimidating white voters from entering polling places in Pennsylvania. Overall factory orders are down, and the oil supply is being cut by Saudi Arabia, driving up the price of oil a bit today.
You knew that was going to happen.
Sure.
I did. And I'm just checking the latest, and no results in yet. We're really not expecting anything significant until about 6.
Isn't there one county or one township in, like, New Hampshire that always gets the results in at, like, 7:30 because there's only 80 people?
Dixville Notch.
Dixville Notch.
Yeah. In New Hampshire. They voted at midnight, and the vote was, like, 15-6, I believe, this year in favor of Obama.
Oh, well, there he's won.
And it's the first time.
You know what I like the best about that? No votes for Nader.
Yeah.
I heard that Nader didn't get any votes
didn't get
at
any,
all.
At least not in Dixville.
Not in Dixville.
We'll have the complete results on Nader and the other candidates later.
That's
this
usually
evening.
Where the CBS executives go for their yearly meetings.
They have retreats there.
Dixville.
They named it for them.
That's exactly right. We'll have more on this and stuff you won't hear anywhere else in the final buzz at 6:20. A young man born with a bad heart has apparently died while watching porn. The 23-year-old collapsed in his bedroom at home while watching a DVD while he was still recovering from his surgery of 2 weeks ago in Great Britain. But doctors say Chris's heart defect could never totally be cured, and that, yes, the excitement from the porn might have done him in.
That's not the way I'd want to go.
No, I don't think so. Well, not watching porn. If you know, the old expression of dying in the saddle,
yeah,
that wouldn't really bother me.
No, but you
much.
See, if I had just enough time to get over and take the DVD out and put it away so no one knew that's what killed
me.
He didn't have that kind of time.
I totally agree with that. Because
movie was still playing as his lifeless body lay on the
that's
floor.
The
you
that's
last.
Really
you
bad.
Don't want that.
That is horrible.
Nobody wants that.
We got a lot of people calling in now about polling stuff. Let's go to Ryan. This is two calls in a row from Spotsylvania. Hi, Ryan. You're on the air.
Hey, actually, I was the one that called you earlier. I just hung up because I didn't know how long your fantasy league was going to go on there.
What's happening, Ryan? How much trouble did you have?
Well, it's not that I got so much trouble. It's the flack that I got from the election official there. When I went in there, I have a hard stance against using these electronic voting machines. I don't trust them. So I said, I want a paper ballot. Let me vote on a paper ballot. And she threw a fit. She said, are you going to make me do this? Are you going to make me do that? I said, do your job, lady.
So is that, Ryan, is that the rule that you can go in and demand a paper ballot?
I believe you have that right to ask for a paper ballot.
You do not have to have the electronic voting machine.
And
you can vote on a paper ballot.
Where was this again, Ryan?
Spotsylvania, 7th District.
Ah, okay.
So the 7th District.
How tough? What, did she just, like, reach into the desk and pull out a piece of paper?
She was mad because she's going to have to count it at the end of the night and actually fill out a piece of paper that says one person voted for this. I hope everybody votes paper.
Ryan,
for
answer me honestly here. Did you do this because you really don't trust things or because you just wanted to be a pain in the ass?
I am in the information technology business.
Okay.
And I have no reason to believe that the source code in those WinVote machines does exactly what it says it does.
All right. I believe you. That's cool. That's a legitimate reason. Buzz had a question for you.
Ryan, you get the last laugh because last week both Virginia and Maryland decided to go back to paper ballots next year. This is the last election for Virginia and Maryland in which they use electronic voting machines, even though they still have $500,000 to pay off on the voting machine.
It was optional in Loudoun County this morning. We waited in line and they broke us off into our lines. And then most people got a paper ballot that ran through a machine, like when you're grading a Scantron test in high school. They had one electronic voting machine that you had the option of doing both.
I'm actually,
or one of the other.
Well,
I should
the one
say.
In Devilletown, we have paper mache voting.
Oh, that's nice.
That's what we did. Nice.
The glue is sticky. Is the
Ryan?
Problem.
Thank you very much for the call. We appreciate that.
Thanks, Ryan.
All right, thanks a lot.
A new report says Americans as a group spend $3,000 a second on porn, and that's just online. The study also shows the top
$3,000 a second.
A second.
Yeah. What
in
a
this
bunch
country.
Of pervs we all
One
are.
One country, and that's just online. Mm-hmm. Study also shows our top cities for porn surfing are Meriden, Connecticut, Stockton, California, and at number one...
Hey, Stockton!
Attaboy!
Way to go, Stockton!
And Elmhurst, Illinois, just outside Chicago.
Meriden!
Meriden,
yes. Oh, my God.
These stories and more at MikeOMaraShow.com. Amy Winehouse's latest addiction, next hour in your Hollywood Buzz.
Hey, that's who Rob was dressed as on Halloween.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
All right, I'm sorry, Skins fans, but we're going to have to, you know, pick the scab a little bit.
Ouch. Yes.
Very depressing last night. A big win for a lot of Steelers fans listen to this show as well. But, you know, kind of a bummer for the Redskins. But, hey, look, you know, it's one loss.
Right.
Give me a break. We'll talk to the czar of sports, Lindsay Zarniak. She'll be here in studio right after these messages.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.